Hello and welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese. Every Friday afternoon during All Things Considered, Alice joins us with reviews of new releases in area theaters. This week, Alice reviews Inside Out, Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, and Aloft. The first one, Inside Out, is a fantasy comedy that's been getting excellent reviews.
This is animated and it mixes adventure and excitement, fast-paced excitement, and a lot of humor. Very hard to think that this is a children's movie, a movie made, well, it's made for the whole family, because it takes place, much of it does, inside the brain of an 11-year-old girl. This is Riley. And Riley, her dad accepts a job in San Francisco, and she has to leave behind all her friends and the hockey team and back in Minnesota. And before that, all of her emotions had been pretty well under control. But when she moves, the move makes anger, which is the voice of Lewis Black, disgust, which is Mindy Kaling, joy, Amy Poehler, fear, Bill Hader, and sadness, Phyllis Smith, they get all out of whack. And then things get really bad because joy and sadness get lost. They go way back into the deep recesses of what Riley's brain. So all she can experience is fear, disgust, and anger. They do this all with these striking visual images where thousands of color-coded memory spheres are kind of on these shelves and they roll around, and these are all the long-term memories of Riley. Even though she's only 11, there are thousands of these. And they go through the pair of sadness and joy, or these creatures. They don't look like people. Sadness is a blue figure, kind of chubby. And joy is actually like a star. She sort of shines in sort of silvery colored. And they go through imagination land and abstract thought and dream productions, which is set up just like a movie studio, trying to get back to headquarters. They ride the literal train of thought, and they return on their trying to return to headquarters. And they meet the part elephant, dolphin, cat, who is known as Bing Bong, right, the voice of Richard Kind, and that was Riley's almost forgotten childhood friend. Anyway, the movie is just awe-inspiring, very funny. Easy for a kid to follow, although it seems really complicated. But it's just, I did interviews with the director and the producer, Pete Docter, and Jonas Rivera, and they were delightful to talk to, too. But this was a five-year project, and they were really happy with how it turned out, and I was very pleased, too.
The next selection for this week, Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, is a coming-of-age drama. That's not a very uncommon genre, but Alice says there's something special about this film.
Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. This is probably my favorite movie of the year so far. It's a coming-of-age story, but it's just way more than that. The main character is this kid named Greg Gaines, and he actually went to Plano East High School here, so he's a local, I mean, near Dallas. He's a local kid. Thomas Mann is his name, and he plays this guy who is a misfit, and he avoids all cliques in high school. He doesn't want to get involved with any, and because he knows he would never survive in any of them. So he and his friend, although he won't call him a friend, he calls him his coworker, who is Earl. Earl is played by R.J. Kyler, and this is his first movie. And they go, instead of going to lunch in a cafeteria, they eat in the history teacher's office and watch classic movies, very, very odd movies for kids to watch, things by Werner Herzog and whatever. And they also, the reason he's a co-worker is that kids make these satiric movies, these like a few minutes long shorts, and they're named like things like My Dinner with Andre the Giant and Jurassic Skate Park and Senior Citizen Kane. and they're hilarious. And anyway, the point is that Greg's mother, who's played by Connie Britton, requests that he go and renew his friendship with this girl he's known since kindergarten. Her name is Rachel, and she has just been diagnosed with leukemia. She's played by Olivia Cooke. And he doesn't want to do that, and his mother literally makes him. So he goes and tells him his mother has made, goes and tells her that his mother has made him befriend, renew their friendship. And since he's so honest, Rachel kind of likes that, and they begin to become friends again. And it's this, although it has to do with this terrible disease, and it's just so unsentimental and so full of laughs and this bittersweet contemplation of both life and death. And it's just a little masterpiece. It's directed by a guy named Alfonso Gomez Rejon, who used to be the second assistant director to Martin Scorsese, of all people, and he's just really hit the ball out of the park with this one.
The last movie that Alice discusses this week is called Aloft. It's the story about a struggling mother who's trying to connect with a son that she abandoned long ago. Alice isn't quite as enthusiastic about this selection as the first two, but she still gives it a thumbs up.
Pretty ambitious. It's a small movie, art house, starring Jennifer Connelly, who's won an Oscar before. She plays a woman whose name is Nana Cunning, and she's in Canada, and she has two children, and there's this real kind of a very sad story that happens in these children's young lives. And 20 years later is when the story actually takes place. It's shown in flashbacks back for the time before. And her now grown son, who's played by Cillian Murphy, he's Ivan, and he has a falcon. He's a falconer, and that's all important in the movie. But he goes to find his mother, who he hasn't seen in 20 years. And she's up at the Arctic Circle, and he travels with this lady who's making a documentary, played by the French actress Melanie Laurent. It's very mysterious and strange, and it even gets into the form of kind of confusing sometimes. And it's rather slow, but I really think people will be pretty well captured by the beauty of it and and the story itself.
Alice Reese, the movie critic for the Greenville Herald Banner and KETR. For KETR, this is Mark Haslett. You can listen to Alice Reese at this time every Friday and anytime online at KETR.org.